It's a program that's been around for a couple of years now, Fuel Up to Play 60. It's getting to be a real success story for the dairy industry, and they had a big pep rally on Monday at Lake Park Elementary School in the Putnam City School District. And feature a celebrity at this event, football player Sam Bradford, University of Oklahoma, and now more recently, the St. Louis Rams. This was Sam Bradford's elementary school growing up, so it was a fun thing for him, and it was a fun day for the students as well, as they got to exercise with Sam and see some relay races, and they heard about the goodness of milk and the goodness of agriculture. One of those looking on, our State Secretary of Agriculture, Jim Reese.
It's really important for them to know that actually agricultural products are good for them. We hear so many other sides of the story of people antagonists of agriculture, and this is just information that it is actually good for the kids. It's good for them, and it's good for them to exercise.
Brett Morse, a dairy farmer from Ninaka, had the chance to represent dairy farmers from this region and Dairy Max at the celebration. He was up on the stage with Sam Bradford, and he says it was a lot of fun, and it was a great opportunity to share with folks that don't know a lot about agriculture as it is today, to share our story.
You know, we need to get out and tell our story. That the public doesn't have any idea what it used to be like years ago. Families have come so far disconnected from farm and agriculture. We just need events like this to inform the public as to what we do, what we enjoy. We enjoy our cows. We enjoy our land. It's a passion we've got, and we've had it forever, and we'll always love what we do.
Now, you know, when this type of a program comes together, you got a lot of moving parts that have been assembled. And at the center of it, though, is the exercise and the good protein that they get from milk.
Yes, like I said, we got to demonstrate things like this to the public. Dairy Max lays everything out for us. They coordinate things for us to get the public view and gives us an opportunity to tell our story.
One of the ladies helping organize this Fuel Up to Play 60 pep rally was Susan Allen with Dairy Max. And we told Susan that it looked like everything had gone very well and a lot of fun for all the kids. Tremendous success, it seems.
Thank you. Yes, and it is an in-school program to help combat childhood obesity. It helps kids learn to eat healthy, and we include in that low-fat and fat-free milk, cheese, yogurt, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean meats, and to get 60 minutes of physical activity every day.
This is what, about the second season or second year that you've got this program going?
It's really the second full year. Prior to that, we had a year where we were just kind of getting folks to get the kit in your school. Last year, we tried to activate some schools, and this year, any school that wants to can apply for a grant. They can win these challenges, just like Robert Grantmeyer did today from Kingfisher, Oklahoma. Lake Park has won several challenges, so it's evolving and growing, and it's very, very exciting. It brings the excitement of the NFL and the nutrition education from the National Dairy Council to kids to make those real life changes.
What's in it for your dairy farmers, you think?
Well, keeping dairy on the school lunch menu, obviously, making sure that we teach kids that eating healthy is choosing low-fat and fat-free milk, cheese, and yogurt. Within our grants that the schools can write, they can apply for funding to help them what we call expand dairy opportunities in the school. So, for example, we're at Putnam City School Districts today, and we ordered a milk barrel that's portable that just, you know, moves around for this event. Well, because of that, the school district child nutrition director is writing a grant to get more of those in schools across the district, because at grab-and-go breakfast sites, she doesn't have a way to keep milk cold. So kids aren't going to choose it, and it's not going to be as available. So this program is directly helping schools make milk, cheese, and yogurt more available and more appealing to kids, and then teaching kids to make those options.
And of course, you teach them now, you've got them later.
Right. We're trying to build, you know, help kids be healthy now. And the reason is kids are not getting the 3 servings of dairy that they need every day. They're not getting the fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean meats that they need to be healthier. Kids, you know, more kids are obese than ever before. So we need to make those changes now. Then we'll have lifelong milk drinkers. We'll have people that grow up knowing that those are good things to put in your body and that we need 60 minutes of physical activity every day.
Susan Allen with Dairy Max. You can visit www.fueluptoplay60, 60 is 60, the numbers, .com, and learn more. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.